Tervetuloa tämän viikkoiseen Rapa-kanaalin varrelta lähetykseen. Me ollaan täällä innostuttu ja ollaan toista viikkoa putkeen studiossa tekemässä jaksoa. Ja meillä on Olli tänään, ensinnäkin tervetuloa Olli mukaan.
Kiitos.
Meillä on tänään vieras Jaron toppari Franklin Okoye tulee paikalle, niin meillä oli äsken hänen kanssaan oikein mukava juttu tuokio.
Kyllä oli puhelias nuori mies ja tota, juttua riitti, ja hän olisi varmaan istunut tässä koko illan juttelemassa, mutta oli oikein mukava herra, ja tota, varmaan katsojillekin tulee viihdyttävä 3-varttinen hänen juttujen kuunnellessa.
Kyllä. Meidän studio-osuuksia on paljon pyydetty ja toivottu. Tänään se jää hyvin lyhyeksi, todellisuudessa tuskin niitä kuka kuuntelee, mutta tota niin, tänään meillä ei oikein erityistä aihetta ole. Ehkä voidaan nyt sitten todeta se, että Jaro viime viikolla voitti KPV:n ja sitten oikeastaan sen viikonlopun seurauksena koko ton ykköskupin lohkon kaikki 4 joukkuetta on tasapisteissä. Ja Jarohan nyt sitten päättää ton lohkovaiheensa lauantaina kotipeli SJK Akatemiaa vastaan, ja totta kai ei nyt lähdetä spekuloimaan, kuka sitä menee jatkoon, kun se nyt vähän riippuu, että miten ne pelit menee, mutta ehkä se iso juttu on se, että yleisöä pääsee Tellushalliin.
Kyllä, ja kyllä kieltämättä itsekin odotan sitä ottelua, että ei ole pitkään aikaa ei ole Telluksessa käynyt katsoa ottelua, että se on varmaan juuri silloin ennen kuin korona alkoi, kun edellisen kerran siellä ollut ottelua katsomassa.
Se on muuten ihan totta, enpä tullut ajatelleeksi, siitä on yli 2 vuotta kun on nähnyt, tai pari vuotta kun on nähnyt siellä pelin. Että. No, mutta joo, tässä on hyvä, kun odottelee lauantaita, niin kuunnella mitä Franklinilla on asiaa, ja niin kuin Olli sanoi, niin asiaa oli paljon, joten lähdetään kuuntelemaan sitä.
Kyllä, niin tehdään.
Meillä on täällä Jaron pitkän huiskea toppari Franklin Okoye. Franklin, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
And how are you doing?
I'm okay, I'm good. The weather is shitty, but it is what it is.
It is, and it's going to be for a while still.
Waking up every day to the snow and everything, it's so boring. It's so, like when you wake up in the morning, you feel so tired, you don't even have energy to do anything. So yeah, that is the weather, but you have to do what you have to do.
Yeah.
You've been in Finland already for a few years, so are you still struggling with the weather?
Well, I'm not. Few years, it's even people who are in Finland also like are complaining about the weather. So yeah. Who am I who is not from Finland? Not to talk about the weather. So for me, it's nothing, because every time it's just like when you wake up, the most difficult part of it is like waking up. But then when you wake up, then everything is okay.
Yeah, at least it's more light now.
Yeah, it's more light now, because last during the December it was always dark. As 2 p.m. is dark, I'm like, it feels like it's already night, like it's all night the whole day. So, but now it's like still light till 5 p.m. So it's nice. It's much nice now.
Yeah, and in the summer it's the totally opposite. It never gets dark.
Yeah, but then one thing with Finnish summer is like 5 minutes it's cold, 5 minutes it's warm. It's cold 5 minutes and it's warm. So you have to be ready. You have to like always have your hoodie on in case if it's warm, then you take it off. If it's cold, you put it back on. So
You know, there is that this joke that the Finnish summer is the greatest day of the year.
I don't think so. Well, it depends, because sometimes it can be really, really nice, sunny, but then when you go into the sun, it's cold, and you're like, how can it be sun up there, and it feels like still shade, you know, a little bit, if you understand what I mean, and it's not even like warm, because in Nigeria, it's like 30 degrees, and it's super hot, like, you're gonna be sweating from the sun, so, but here, it's gonna be so sunny, and then it's still cold.
Is it warm, like, or really hot, like, the whole year? Or?
The whole year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like, we have, like, rainy season and dry season.
Yeah.
So, soon the rainy season is going to start, I think, this month or next month, I don't know, in Nigeria, but then it's, like, it's raining, but it's still warm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's two different places. So.
How long is the rainy season?
Well, it depends. It can be from... Right, well, during, like now, it can be like rainy season from like April, I think, to April, May, June, and then July, August, September is quite like dry season, because then it's like comes December and it's like dry. So, but now it rains and stops and it rains and stops. Yeah. So the rain now, it should be maybe this month or next month, rainy season, yeah, I think so.
If we go back to your childhood, then how did you start to play football?
I started playing football when I was very, very young, like, because then my dad, well, because my dad was an Arsenal fan, so he always took me even when I was like very young, at like maybe I was 2 years old or a year old, and he just took me with, like, with him to go watch the games, and I fell in love with football, and then he's like, I'm like always breaking everything at home with the football, so like the lights and the table and everything. So I'll just like be hitting the football everywhere, and then he will like stop that, and I will break this tomorrow. The next day they will bring another one. I'm gonna break it with football. So like it's been something that I have been doing since I was very young. So like from my childhood, I've been playing football. Yeah, but then I took it professionally when I was like little bit older, but I have always like loved playing football.
And now when you have played for many years, how would you describe yourself as a player?
I'm fast, strong, and good left foot, and defending wise I'm not there yet, but I'm doing the best that I can. So for me, I have one thing which is like I'm quick and I'm strong. So it's two things that I'm really, really like, it's my strength, fast and strong. And I can like go into duels and stuff like that. So, but previous years it wasn't like that, because I was once a striker when I was in Nigeria. Like, yeah, I was playing as a striker and then I started playing as a defender. Because then the coach was like, okay, you have the height, you are very fast and you are strong. Maybe you can play as a defender. And I'm like, okay. And then I started playing it, and then I grew to love it, and I started doing well. Then it was like, okay, maybe you can just stick to defending. Because when I was a striker, I was very fast. I was faster than now. And I was like, one thing that I had was like scoring with the head and maybe long shots. Yeah, but then now it's like the opposite way, but I'm like defending now.
Yeah.
So that's why. So I would say it helped me, because like nowadays, like there are so many fast strikers. So if as a defender you can be able to catch up to them, I think you have done like 50% of the job.
Did you do any other sports as a kid?
Yeah, of course. I was running, like during my high school days, or yeah, and I was like running like 400, like 4x4. Relays and 100 meters, and I don't win, but I'm always like second or third, and I liked playing volleyball also. So these are the three things that I was really doing when I was like young.
Yeah.
So what was your record on 100 meters?
I don't know yet, because I don't know, because we didn't like check the record or the time, but like the first
positions.
So we didn't check those things. It's because then it's not like now when you have to check, okay, this person beat this record at this time. So,
but less than 10 seconds.
Yeah, I don't think so, because I'm not Usain Bolt. Usain Bolt is the only one who can do that for now. Until someone else like breaks the record, I don't think nobody can do that for now. Well, maybe we'll see.
Yeah, you already talked about your youth career a little bit, but when did you start playing in a team?
When I came to Coops, I was training mainly with the main team and also with the youth team. Because then like Coops had like really, really, really strong squad, and the coach was also like a good coach, Yanni Hankavara, although I didn't get to play with the main team, but because then like they had really good team, and one player who helped me with them was like Ruben Gabriel. He's from Nigeria, so he really helped me. Like, he was like, yeah, you have to work hard, and you know, because then they had so many center backs and very, very good center backs, like top. So my first year in Coupes, and it was like, but for, I was training with them and also training, playing with the Kufu team. And also sometimes with the under 19. So it was really, really nice experience. And also the coach for the under 19, Pepe. He's really a nice coach. Like, he helped me a lot. Like, there are so many things that he taught me, like composure, calmness, and awareness. It's like, yeah, I learned so many things from him, because he always like plays with us. He played football, so he's like, with time you will get used to this. You just have to calm down and work hard. And also, like, the sports director then, he's from Ukraine. I don't know if he's still there now. So he, the first 3 days, because I was there for like, he was it, the first 3 days, he saw me, was like, okay, you are really a good player and you're very young. So I got the contract with Coops, and he was always like, how are you doing? Because then it was very difficult. I came during the winter, and in Kopi it was minus 25 and it was so cold. So for me at that young age, it was very, like, I'm not used to something like that. So my experience in Coops was, I didn't get to play in the first team, but it was really, really nice, because it helped me a lot in my improving. It helped me improve a lot, like with the awareness, with the playing pattern, like the European way and stuff like that. So
how did you end up in Finland?
Well, I have an agent. He lives in UK, so like, you know, we play street football, and he comes and he's like, okay, this player is good, this player is good. And then he starts to make contact with things, and he's like, okay, I have a player like this. And they will say, okay, bring him over, and they will test if the player is good, they will give me a contract. That was how I ended up in Finland.
So you hadn't played in a club before you went to Coops?
No, I was playing in his academy.
Yeah.
Okay. Top level academy. My agent owns the academy, yeah. So from there, I started playing, like, you know, I was playing in his academy, and then he brought me to Coops. I was supposed to go to Denmark, but then with the visa and everything, I first went to Denmark. But then they're like, okay, now we already have other players. Because, like, I was supposed to go there in August, but then the visa came December. So before then, like, they were like, no, it's not possible, because we already have like 3 people here, so it's hard.
Yeah.
So then I came to Coops from Denmark.
After the year in Coops, you went to Estonia. Yeah. How was it like?
Estonia was, it was a really nice experience. We know the Estonians are like more like the Russians, like they are rude. It wasn't like nice, because like at the first 3 months in Tartu, it felt like I was the only black guy in the whole city, because there was no other black person in the city. And sometimes when I'm walking on the streets, like some Russians would be like, yeah, like saying some words like a black monkey and stuff like that. I don't actually care about those things. It doesn't move me one bit. Like, with this racist, blah, 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 blah. And sometimes you feel like, yeah, why are they saying this and stuff like that? So it was tough. But then the coach was one coach that really helped me, because he's always like, after training, the extras and everything, like, he's always like, after games, okay, Franklin, this. So it was a good experience. And I'm happy that I was able to go there and then show what I can do, and then that was how it. But Coops was like a foundation for me to go to Estonia, and in Estonia I was able to show that yes, I can be able to play in top level. So yeah.
What do you think about life in Estonia otherwise, like if you compare it to Finland, is it similar?
I think Finland is much different from Estonia, because in Finland you have different people from different places. Estonians are like harsh to foreigners. If you're not from Estonia, it's hard to mingle with people from Estonia, because they see you differently. But in Finland, because they already have so many foreigners, even if they don't show, like, yeah, but they don't have any option but to, okay, accept you know, the situation. But in Estonia, apart from like my teammates and the team, like it wasn't so bad, but it was kind of not really good feeling, because like it was just football and nothing else. There was no life after football, because there is no way you can mingle with people or something like that. Though I had a teammate from Finland, Akim Sairinen. So he was from Finland and we played together. We are like both playing together, so we are always like hanging out. And also I was living with my roommate from Estonia. He was also a nice guy, so I'm always going with him to his grandparents' house and his cottage. And like those are the people like I am always like together, and it was really nice. Like, okay, I can have people that I can go out and hang and have time after football, because sometimes it's just like, okay, you play only football, you go home, you don't do anything else.
Yeah, actually, Akin was on trial with Jaro. Was it last year or year before that?
Last season, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, before he went to Lithuania.
One thing that is really interesting for me is that how would you compare the league in Estonia comparing to Finnish league now when you have played a couple of seasons in
Finland? When I played in Estonia and when I played in Finland, it's too different. I think the Finnish league has edge over its Estonian league. But I think now Estonians are like, okay, now they're like bringing in players from like different places. So, but I think Finland always have this edge over the Estonian league. Estonian league, it's decent, but Finland is like has the edge over them. Mm-hmm. Because like not so many teams, like if teams in, especially like in Ukkonen, teams in Ukkonen and teams in the first division in Estonia is not like same. It's much high level in Ukkonen than in AC Liga B in Estonia. So I think Finland has a bit edge over Estonia, like really good edge over Estonia.
Are there any big differences in the way teams are playing?
Well, every team has their own style of play. Like in Estonia, the best team was Flora. They are really good. If you watch them play in Europe, you see that they are quite a decent team. Yeah. And also Leve, they are, those two teams are like quite good team. But during our time, we had very young squad, but we were able to beat and do things. Like we had like 18, 19, 20. I think we had only 3 or 4 players who were like older than 25. And the rest was like young players. So we are able to, because we had a young coach and he was like very aggressive with the players. You have to work hard, you have to. So we really did good that season. I think it was, we finished 5th. And it was like the first time they have finished in that position for like years, for them to like get to there. So we had a good season that year. But compared to Hoiko Coops and Inter Turku and other, it's, because like apart from Flora and Levadia, I think the other teams are like just like normal maybe. But Finland has like really good teams, like Ilves, Inter Turku and Storko, teams like that. Hoiko and Coops and Inter and Ilves and like other teams also like quite decent. But in the same it's just like Flora and Levadia, because the point gap between the second and third, it's different. Maybe last year it wasn't so much, because now Paide is like investing and bringing in foreigners. Now like some players are going back home to play in the league and stuff like that. Now they have like quality now in the league that, okay, we can play against Flora and we can win.
Yeah.
So, but it's just like those two teams when I was just like, Flora is going to have like 60 points and the second position is going to be like 40, 30, 35. So it's quite too much.
I have heard that the big teams in Estonia can pay decent salaries, mostly because they have a lot of national team guys and they get money for the for the national team guys playing for
like,
the national team.
Like Flora, they don't. Flora is one team that they only play with their own players. Like I'm not When I was there, I've not even up to now, I have not seen a foreigner play in Florida. It's more of like their own players, and those players are the ones who goes to the national team. Mm-hmm. Maybe with a couple of guys who are abroad, but the players in Florida are like the national team players. Mm-hmm. So that is their I think tradition or something. Mm-hmm. So I don't, but they are the only ones with the money to be able to buy players or pay players good money and bring in players from, like, if maybe in Tamaka, okay, now let's say one player is really, really good, okay, he's from Estonia, they're gonna take him from Tamaka and put him in Florida. Mm. So now they have like a good, decent team in Florida, and other teams are like, you know, not so much good, yeah. But now I think Paide and Levedia, because Levedia won the league last year, they are now like mashing Flora and mm. Levedia also and Paide also. So these three teams now in Estonia are like are the three good teams now. So.
And then from Estonia you moved to Mariehamn.
Yeah.
What kind of memories you have from those years?
Well, it was really good to come back and play in Mariehamn, especially in Veikkausliiga, because yeah, I always wanted to play in Veikkausliiga when I was in Coupes, but I didn't have the opportunity, and it was really, really like good feeling to come back. I'm like, okay, playing the Veikkausliiga, it's like something like, okay, it was a big plus for me, leaving from Coupes, like playing from for the academy to Estonia and then back to Mariehamn in the Veikkausliiga. So it was really a good experience for me. Like, also Mariehamn is a good place to play football, like just focus on football, and it's a quiet small city, nice, but you just like focusing on football and trying to play and not think about anything else. So it was quite a good experience for me.
Last season you had quite a good team, but it didn't work. What do you think is the reason?
To be sincere, like last year, like we had players that can easily finish top three in Veikkausliiga. We had really, really good players, like good squad. But should I say the connection between the players, like, or should I say like the tactical aspect was something that was missing, because majority of the players were not like happy with the way the coach was working, because it felt like it was too strict. You must do this. This is the only thing you have to do. If you want to do something else, no, you have to do exactly the thing that the coach says. And football is something that at some point you have to create your own things. Like, you might be in a difficult position and you have to do some things to go from there.
Mm.
Yeah, but then like you have to play according to the coach. Like, it has to be 100% like what he says, and nobody was happy with that. Just like, okay, let's go play. And there was no togetherness in the team. It was like yeah, majority like, yeah, no, we don't want him to be here, and the others like, okay, no problem. Like, it affected the team. Like, the morale was like very, very low. We had the top players to play, but it wasn't just working. No matter whatever we did, it wasn't working. We go out to play, we lose. We go to play, we lose. So at some point, it wasn't working. Like, you know, because like, yeah, the coach, he's a very nice human being, very, very nice person. But you know, football, it's more than being nice. You have to also listen to your players at some point. If they say, okay, let us do this, then maybe give them the chance. Then if they do it and it doesn't work, then you continue your own thing. But if you are, okay, no, you have to do what I say. At the end of the day, I'm sorry to say this, but at the end of the day, the coach is going to go and the players are still going to stay. Because when he left, we started winning games, beating teams that we are losing against in the league, and we didn't do much. We just like play, like enjoy the game. Because if you're not happy as a player, you cannot play, no matter how good you are.
You played quite offensive football.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like then we are more of like, okay, because after trainings, like we don't have like so many things during the trainings. It was more of like aggressive and duels and stuff like that. And then it's like mostly in the training we end up fighting each other because maybe we went in hard tackle and stuff like that. And you know, so at the end of the day, we have two guys injured from one training section and we go again. So nobody was happy. And football, if you're not happy playing it, you cannot do anything, no matter how good you are. Sometimes it comes with the emotion. Sometimes I go home, I'm like, what is going on? Like, even if I'm not playing, even if I'm playing, I would like to be in a team where if the team is doing well, you also will be like, okay, now the team is winning, I need to work more to be able to show that, okay, I can also play. But the team is not doing well, everybody's like, sometimes you go home at night to sleep, it's very difficult to sleep. Because you are thinking like, okay, what is going on? What is wrong? And then before you know it, it's morning, you have to go to training. But the emotional part always comes in every time. Because when you go to training, like you are not happy going to training. It's like when someone is working and you're not happy going to do your job. Yeah? There is no way you're going to do a nice job. It's always going to be a bad day for you. So it's always like that. We tried everything, but it wasn't working. It wasn't working. So I think that was just a problem with the team then.
Now you are in Yaro. What is your first impression of the team and club?
Well, when I came here, it was really... I had Stanley played here 2 years ago, Amuse, and last year Chris Santos. So, okay, for them to come and play here, it's like they are the guys that I watched when I was young play for the national team in Nigeria. Stanley played in the Olympics for Nigeria, and Chris Santos played for the under 17. I was very young when I was watching him play for the under 17. So, for him to like. Chris Santos, when he played the under 17, I won the. I was not even born yet. Then he was really, really good. I was right, maybe a couple of years old or something like that. Maybe a year or 2 years old. So and when I had like he came here and Stanley came, I was like, okay, it's really a nice team. So when I came, I had a good feeling when I was coming to business here, because last year it was very tough year for me. Especially because like we started that well and then everything was like I was injured, but it's not just about the injuries, it's also about like the team performance. So when I was coming here, I had a very big relief. Like, to be sincere, I had a really, really big relief. I was like, okay, now let's just see how it goes. Like, I was really happy to come here. And then when I came here, I saw the coach. He's a really nice guy, and when I saw the team, okay, young squad, and also like they had like a goal, which is to go to Vekos Liga. It's not gonna be an easy task, but we're gonna try our best to get the goal. So I was okay. It is an ambitious team, and it has been in the league for years before it went down. So why not? So it was really a good feeling for me to be here. So
now you actually have a. Teammate from the last season.
When he came, like we are talking even before I came here, when Yaro called to Mariam to ask of me, and he was like, yeah, and I'm like, are you coming too? You should come. He was like, nah, I'm like, come on, bro, come on, let's you can come here. I was like, yeah, maybe I will come. So I was really happy that he was coming, because he's one guy that. When he's the team, he tries to help everybody. He's like, he tries to push everybody, like he hates to lose. So he's one guy, like he's very passionate about the game. Like losing, even in trainings, he's so pissed off when he loses in trainings. So it's same because like we have this mentality in Mariam that when you go to train, you have to win. So that is why, like at the end of every session, most sessions, we end up fighting. Like the players are like, yeah, but then at the end of the day, everybody's like, yeah, okay, it's fine, next thing again, yeah, because nobody wants to lose training. You have to like everybody was like, yeah, going hard and do us. And at the end of the day, we have two guys injured. It's football. You go again. So it was really nice to have him here at least. And also like Jacob, when I heard he was here and Emil was here, and I'm like, okay, Severi also. I was like, okay, I think these are the guys that really, really like. Jacob is one of the best midfielders in the Vekos Liga as the captain of Haka. He's really good. So I was like, okay, I think with these guys, we can be able to push through. It's not going to be easy with just like three or four guys. It's about everybody coming together to work hard. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Jacob was here last week, and he really impressed us during the interview. It was yes, yeah, really nice guy. Yeah, but he really
he was really confident
really about himself. And
yeah, he's one guy because he was the captain of Haka for 2 years in Vekos Liga. It's not easy to captain a team, yeah. So he has this leader personality, and it's really, really nice. So if you have these two players who has like the personality of a leader in the team, that is the only thing you need. Like Emil is there, Jacob is there, Yuki is also there. Yuki is a very nice guy. He like helps, like, how are you doing, all good and stuff like that. If you have personalities like this in the team, it helps build the team spirit and the team trust, knowing that players around you are like, okay, they want the same thing that you want. Yeah. But yeah, because I cannot say, okay, I want to go to Vekos Liga and someone beside me is like, nah, I don't care what happens, whatever happens. Whatever happens, happens.
Mm.
It doesn't look nice like that.
Yeah. Are there any differences in the trainings here compared to your ex-teams?
Yeah. I think one of the places where like the training was like tough and was in Mariham, that was in Coops, because then they had so many good players, like national team players, like Ruben Gerbel played in World Cup. They have like some Koulibaly, Tabi Manga, Lucas Rangel, like so many, Petteri Pettinen and Ubi and Ilmarin. Like the trainings were always like really, really like high quality.
Yeah.
So it was like, imagine at my own age playing with those players, and I'm like, wow, these guys are too good for me. So it was really, really nice. And the trainings was like, it was more of like professional trainings. And also like in Mariam, the training we are having here is better than the one we had last day in Mariam, to be sincere. Because like there are things we do here that we don't do in Mariam, actually. And it's also things that you need to do as a player every day, no matter how good you are. Sometimes you need those things to be able to, like, you know, get it going. Like in Mariam, we don't do passing drills. Last year, until the coach left, then the new one came in. But before that, it was just like come to training, just do activation. It's like from 0 to 100. There is no easing into training. It's from 0 to 100. And sometimes so many players ends up like having pains and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, but here with the agility course, the rundown passing drills and stuff like that, that way a player gets into the sections. And it's really, really nice. And we have like tactical and so many like really nice stuff. So for me, I think my best training session has been like in the Coupes, because the quality was really, really high,
yeah,
and intense was really, really good. So I think that has been like decent. But here also is also like really good trainings, and also in Estonia, like every coach has their own pattern of play,
yeah.
And also every team has different players. In Coupes, it was more quality because of the type of players that was there.
Yeah.
So and I left to Estonia, and it was not like Coupes. And Mariam, we had little bit of the quality in Coupes, but then we lacked the trainings. So so like I said, it's about sometimes the coach and the players you have.
Yeah.
In Coupes, it was good coach and good quality. In Estonia, it was okay,
yeah,
In Mariehamn, we had good players last year, but the coaching aspect was not like working for us. So it's all about who you meet. If you meet so a coach who has like, okay, this is what I want, then
yeah,
you have to adapt to every coach's style of play. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
So you have been now for about a month in Pietarsaari.
Yeah.
What do you think about your new hometown?
Well, it's not, like I said, it's really nice. Yeah. Because in Mariehamn, it was different for me. Like, I live close to the city, like 5 minutes walk from the city, and it has really nice views. Like, because where I live in Mariehamn is like very far from the city.
Okay.
So it's just like drive home, like because I was always going home with my teammates. So he drives home, and then that's it. You stay home until the next day. But here, like, it's much, so many things you can do here. And it's really, really nice. Like, the city has so many nice things to do, like nice places to go and stuff. Like, in Mariehamn, it wasn't like that.
So what do you like to do on your free time?
Well, I'm more of anything. I can do anything on my free time. I don't have, like, a specific something that I'm like, okay, I want to do. I always do this. But because, like, sometimes I can just maybe go out, have a good time with friends, maybe go to coffee house or go to somewhere like a chill out place and just sit and talk and just see the city. Sometimes stay home, play with friends, sometimes sleep, sometimes movies. So it depends on the mood.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like now the weather is cold, I will not do that.
do you mostly like spend time with the guys from the team or?
Because now it's cold, not because we do go to lunch together here with the team, with some guys. But I think during the summer it will be more because now it's cold and so many of them are working. So it's maybe a few players that are not working. It's maybe me and Emil and Jacob and maybe Severi and Obi. And yeah, so it's just like a few of us were not working. And during the summer, maybe these guys may be like have free time, you can do more things with the team. But now it's just like it's cold, nobody wants to come out. So just go home and do whatever you want to do at home. Don't call me. Yeah, because I'm like, because even if someone calls me like, yeah, bro, let's go out, I'm like, no, I'm not interested, sorry. I hate, the cold, it makes it difficult for you to, even if you want to go somewhere, but with the cold, you're going to be like lazy to do anything. Just stay at home, drink, maybe cola and or something.
You have talked a bit of your former coaches.
Yeah.
Are there anyone who has had the biggest impact on your career?
The coach who had the biggest impact in my career is the coach in Estonia. Because he's one coach that he's on your ass all the time. He's always like, even if you make mistake, he will yell at you. Fuck off. This. Sorry for that word, but he's always like that. But then at the end of the day, he calls you, okay, if you want this, you have to earn it.
Yeah.
He's like straight. If you want this, you have to earn it. You have to do this. You have to do this. So he pushed me to like do more. And I'm really happy because he did that, because he was like, he was like Russian, he was like, but he's not Russian, he's from Estonia.
Yeah.
Kaido Koppel is his name. He's a really nice coach, young, but he's in the training, he's like, yeah, if you want to fight, he's ready to fight. So you always have to be on your toes when he's around, because you have to like do the thing that he wants to do. He's going to let you enjoy the game, play the game, but he hates to lose. When he loses, everybody's like, everybody's scared to talk to him. So for me, I think he has the biggest impact in my career, because he really helped me a lot playing football and doing, like, after trainings every day, he calls me and we do extra. He's like, because he played as a goalkeeper, center back. So he always like helping me, telling me this. So if someone is always doing that for you, it means they mean well for you. So he has had the biggest impact in my career for me.
Yeah.
Because, and also like when I was in Coops, the under 19 coach, Tepi, also had the biggest, also an impact in my career, because he was always like calling me. I'm always like, sometimes in the game, Franklin, just go in there, enjoy. That is the only thing he tells me.
Yeah.
Tero Taivale.
Yeah, Tero Taivale. Yeah. Tepi, we call him Tepi.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
he's like always like, just go in there and enjoy. So he always gives me the confidence to play. You're a good player, very strong, fast. Go and enjoy yourself. This is the only thing he tells me. And when I go, I play well, and he's like, very good, Franklin.
Yeah.
So like that is the type of thing that players need, not like, because when you criticize the players too much, some players are not good with that. Some players are. Some players are, when you criticize them, that is when they go high. Some players, when you criticize, that is when they like they go like low. They are like in their lowest mode. They keep going down and down and down. So sometimes players need like the encouragement. Yeah, you have to push them. Yeah, you have to do this. Yeah, but also like encourage them.
Yeah.
Like go in there, enjoy. It's one like this, like a gym here. Enjoy. He always said that before games. You have to enjoy, but you have to fight.
Yeah.
So those words, enjoy, fight. So you have to have it in your head. I'm going to enjoy, but also I'm going to fight for a point. So it was really, it's really, really nice.
I remember when Crisantos was here last season, so he told us about fufu.
Yeah, of course.
Do you like it?
It's one of the best food in Nigeria. In fact, in Africa, every African guy who doesn't like fufu, I don't think he's from Africa. Maybe he's half African. But if you are born and brought up from the shores of Africa, you must like fufu.
Yeah.
It's really, really nice. Okay. It's amazing.
Can you make it?
Of course.
Okay.
I cook. I can make food. Of course. Why not?
So you find stuff here that you can
make?
Yeah,
you can go to the, there is one Asian store or African store. You can just go there and buy the things that you need to make it, and you're good to go. Like fufu is something that when you eat it, you have lots of energy. I don't know about it, but it's something, because for me, like, eating the normal potato and meat, after 5 minutes, I'm going to be hungry again. But when you eat fufu, it's like, okay, you have arrived.
Is it because of food all the Nigerian players are bodybuilders?
Like we have these natural genes.
Yeah.
You know, like, we have the natural genes. So it's like sometimes the players are like, why are you always like this? I'm like, because I hate weights. I'm one player who hates to go to the gym and push 250 kilos. I hate it so much. But then they're like, what do you do? Not this is how I am. Maybe push-ups. If I do 10 push-ups, my hands are gonna be like this big. Just 10 push-ups or maybe pull-ups, and then I'm gonna have, see my hands like big, and I'm gonna be like, no way. Well, sometimes I'm like, if I do push-up and my hands, like, imagine pushing 250 kilos every day, I'm gonna be like Adama Traore. And he doesn't even like weights. So it's like we have this gene. It's like genetic. So I don't know how it works, but
it's magic.
It works. But that's true. Like
it must be fufu.
I think so too. Because you know, fufu is one thing that everybody in Nigeria likes. Fufu. Nobody, not only Nigerian, Africans. Fufu. Wow, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It remembers of home. Like when you eat it here, it remembers like, okay, now I'm home. It feels like you're home.
Yeah.
But in another place.
Yeah.
Because it's one food that we always eat at home. So when
you
eat those foods here, you're like, okay, it feels at home. And you remember home, and it makes you feel relaxed and comfortable.
It's the same as, like, you know, Sotelo is always
mate. Mate, Argentina. And, those things. So it remembers them of home.
Yeah,
so,
he has it with him everywhere.
Yeah, so that is the thing. Everybody needs something that is going to make him comfortable wherever he is, because you need those things. If you don't get it, you'll be very uncomfortable sometimes. Yeah.
And you've been playing far from home for quite a few years already. So apart from fufu, are there other things that you miss from home?
Yeah, of course. The culture back home, it's amazing, especially during Christmas period. If you don't travel, if you don't get to travel back home. Because those are the moments where you get to see your cousins, your nephews, your relations, everybody, and it's really, really amazing. And Nigeria is like, especially where I come from, it's always party. It's always amazing. It's always things to do. It's always fun. So the scenario whereby, like, okay, your friends and your families, everybody, like, it's so many things, like, where you miss, okay, especially not seeing your, okay, not being able to, especially like in Finnish when you have to go to the cottage. Okay, well, let's say you will miss the summer cottage. You're gonna be like, no, I don't wanna do this. But you know, it's that feeling of Finnish people, they have their own culture. So imagine you travel to maybe Spain or France, and then you have to and then you are missing like the culture in Finland. It's always like that. So we always have like that thing that draws us back home, that you're gonna be like, okay, wow, this is amazing. This is one thing that I want to go do, like the culture, because in Nigeria, in Africa, we have lots of culture, so it's really, really amazing to go home sometimes and get to witness those things.
Do you have some talent that not many people know about? Some secret thing?
Well, for me, I can say I'm a very talented person. To be seen, like, I can, like, in terms of, how should I put it? If I put interest in anything, I actually like do it really, really good. Like,
okay.
Yeah, I can. There are so many things that I can do, and it, I don't know, but anything. But if I put interest, I'm should I say multi talented? Yeah, I can be doing everything. Like, yeah, this is me. Like, tomorrow I can be. Should I say
ice hockey player?
No, I hate ice hockey. I tried it once. I almost broke my neck. Since then, I'm like, no more ice skating or anything, because I couldn't stand well, and I was like, and I was always falling. It wasn't fun. But when it comes to something that I like to do, I can do anything. I'm jack of all trades. Really, like. Let's say if we want to, like, okay, like in Mariam, we had this competition where we built some, like, this Veikkausliiga trophy, and our squad was the one who won it. So when it comes to exploring things, I like to explore and I like to do things. So it doesn't matter what it is, anything. So maybe tomorrow we might see Franklin is playing basketball. Don't be surprised.
waiting.
Yeah, because it's like me. I can start tomorrow. I'm like, okay, I will just start. But one thing with me is like, if I'm not happy doing it, I lose interest in instant.
Yeah.
So I lose interest in, if I'm not happy doing something, I just lose interest.
Yeah. So in the end of the interview, I always ask the guest that who we should take next time.
Okay, Emil, then.
Emil?
Yeah.
Okay.
What
should
we ask?
Well, he traveled to Senegal, so ask him how his friend Malcolm was during the Christmas.
Okay.
I think he has a lot to say. He was in Africa, and he was posting there, and it was really fun moment for him, so you can ask him about that.
He should have been there last week when they won the
African Cup. So you can ask him that also. For them to win it for, like, I think the first time or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you should ask him that also. Like, they have quite good things, culture and stuff like that. So he can be able to tell more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because when he traveled home during the Christmas period, I always see, like, he always posts, like, they have this tradition, and they have these fans, and they always like come and sing and dance and stuff like that. So he can tell you more about it.
Yeah,
I think he's one guy that can really tell about those things.
Yeah. So this is everything we had for this time. So thank you very much.
I'm really happy to be here.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can do this some other time.
Yeah. Yes, of course. Yeah. Yeah, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.